In October, our small house on Martha's Vineyard undergoes a seasonal transition that reflects changed outdoor priorities. It's a natural shift brought on by shorter days and cooling waters. Fishing season gives way to deer hunting season. My tackle goes to the back of the shed in our yard, and deer stands come to the front. State wildlife officials, public health officials, and local residents, many of whom have no interest in hunting but hate ticks, had pressed for the earlier start. I didn't take advantage of it. Our unexpected hot and humid weather was not conducive to my hunting frame of mind. It's like trying to celebrate Christmas in Los Angeles. If you're a New Englander, you need to smell cold air. I was able to hang the first deer I shot this season in a new community cooler provided by the Island Grown Initiative, a nonprofit that supports food self-sufficiency on Martha's Vineyard. For $50, a hunter has access to the cooler all season. Better yet, there's no fee if a hunter donates a deer to the IGI Venison Donation Program, which provides meat to the island food pantry. I'm happy to be back in the woods. The act of hanging a deer stand in a familiar oak tree fills me with optimism for another season. And at 67 years of age, I'm happy that I'm still able to clamber up a tree. Until the season closes on the last day of December, I expect to spend many hours letting the world and an occasional deer pass me by. It may seem a stretch to equate deer hunting with meditation, but time spent in a tree stand lends itself to deep thought surrounded by nature. A hunter outfitted in camouflage is likely to experience just as much personal growth as an individual in yoga pants sitting in a pretzel leg position, with the added bonus of being able to stock the freezer. I enjoy deer hunting because so few modern activities require that we remain absolutely still and attuned to our environment. Success is grounded in stealth and keen observation, sitting quietly, turning slowly, and listening for the telltale steps of a deer moving through the brush. Last season, on one November morning, I hooked into my safety line and climbed quickly into my tree stand, then settled in with my bow across my lap and waited for the dawn to lift the darkness. A whippoorwill sang in the distance, enhancing both the dark and the quiet. I heard a deer walking through a tangle of pines down a facing hill. I peered through the darkness. The footsteps were heavy and deliberate. A buck. The deer walked in my direction and stopped just 12 yards from my tree. I didn't dare move. The faint edge of dawn was beginning to appear. A very large 12-point buck began to take shape. If I lifted my arm, I was certain the deer would catch my movement, or pick out the rustling of fabric, or the sound of my beating heart. I decided my best strategy was to wait. The buck stood more or less stationary for a considerable time, then moved away slowly in its same direction of travel. I picked up the bow and for a moment thought I might have a shot, but the angle wasn't favorable. Rather than risk a poor hit, I chose to wait for another day. That day didn't come. I thought to myself, there's always next season, and now it's arrived.